welcome back to Over Coffee. Native Voices at the Artry Museum want to invite you to a special event. Now, they're the only equity theater company in the nation that is devoted exclusively to developing and producing works of Native American, Alaska Native, and First Nations playwrights. Next week, they are having their 15th annual Playwrights Retreat, culminating in their free festival of new plays. How this works, they read a new play each night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Admission is free, and what is really cool about this, you get to talk to them and give them audience input about what you saw. Jean Bruce Scott is the co-founder and producing executive director, if I could just talk today, of Native Voices at the Autry. She's also the producer of the Festival of New Plays, which happens next week. Jean, how did the Playwrights Retreat and Festival of New Plays first come about for Native Voices?
Well, we started this at the Autry, probably about 10 years ago, as a way to provide playwrights, Native playwrights, with enough time and opportunity to hear their scripts and revise them. One of the things that we discovered in developing new plays by Native playwrights was that they often didn't have that opportunity. A lot of the bigger name theaters offer those kinds of things, but it's usually for playwrights who are quite far along in the process. And so we wanted to develop that for our playwrights. We had been doing a festival of new plays, which was about a week long, and those were plays that were really further along, and so they were much more ready to be both heard by an audience and also for the playwrights to see them with an audience. So the Playwrights Retreat is specifically meant to be workshops from day one all the way through the public readings. And what this has done is also allowed our audiences to watch a play grow and develop over the different processes, over what the different events are.
Take me back in your imagination, would you, to that first Playwrights Retreat. What do you remember best about watching those plays grow and develop?
Oh my gosh, the first retreat was at Occidental College. We brought in 5 playwrights, and we had 1 radio show that we were reading. So we had, 60 or 70 artists on campus there. We were in the dorms, and every single spare room or hallway was being used to workshop scenes or acts of plays or read them for the entire group. And it was just a very electric, very exciting atmosphere. It was something none of us had done before. And so we brought in dramatists and dramaturgs from a lot of the LA theaters and certainly Cornerstone Theater and at that time ASK. Their playwrights and their dramaturgs were so very generous and came and acted as our what we call friends of the playwrights. And so even when we were going to lunch and walking to lunch and no matter what we were doing, we were talking about plays and playwriting and these particular plays and these characters. And it just was really exciting, and it really just set the tone for everything that we've done ever since.
It sounds wonderful, electric, and nonstop.
Exactly.
How have you seen the Festival of New Plays change and grow since that time?
Well, what happened a couple of years ago is that as we were able to add what we call our First Look series, which is also an opportunity for playwrights to come in and have a quick workshop, work with professional actors, directors, and dramaturgs, and then hear their play with an audience, those started to replace what was the original intention of the Playwrights Retreat. And so we've been able to combine now the retreat and the festival. And what we do now, the last 5 years or so, we bring in plays at 3 different levels. So we always have a very new or beginning playwright. We always have an emerging playwright. And we also always have an advanced or almost ready to produce playwright. So whether we have 3 or 5 scripts, there's always a mix of those 3 levels. What this has allowed us to do is then to combine the festival and the retreat and to use the end readings or the public presentations as the Festival of New Plays. We've also added a couple of days to the retreat. So what started out as a 7 or 8 day retreat is now a 10 day retreat. And the festival, again, this is one of those opportunities for audiences to really watch a play grow and have some input on it. The final presentations, the public readings, are also still part of the workshop process. We do a talk back afterwards, and the audience is allowed to, let us hear what they've just heard and watched. So we ask them for images, ideas, lines, characters that really jumped out at them or stuck with them. And so then we start the discussion that way and then build from that to what they think the play is about and who's the lead character and all of those different kinds of things. And it allows the playwright to discover what is on the page and if it's actually what they intended for the audience to get. Sometimes it's very surprising. Sometimes the playwright may have written the play about the character Dot, and the character Jean has taken over the script. And so they'll go back and say, oh, wait a minute, I need to give Dot a stronger through line with her character and more action here to make sure that the play is about Dot. And it's exciting for us. It's by far one of my most favorite times of year, just to be able to get into the room with all of these wonderful artists and these terrific playwrights, and then to bring them to an audience and have the audience respond is really exciting.
That's Jean Bruce Scott, co-founder and producing executive director of Native Voices at the Autry and producer of their annual Festival of New Plays. Just ahead, a preview of the three new plays Native Voices are going to be reading in their free Festival of Plays next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. That's coming up on Over Coffee on LancerRadio.org.